Mark Williams is about to join us. There was a couple of rule changes during the week, so we'll find out what effect they've got on the level below, which where they're going to be a little bit more expansive in the rule changes. He joins us actually on the line now. Mark Williams, the Werribee coach on RSN. Welcome back and good morning, Choco.
Yeah, good morning to you guys as well.
Now, we were just talking to Zach Reed, who's a draft prospect coming through, and we were asking about some of the curly questions that he's been thrown by footy clubs. What were some of the curly ones you used to throw at those 17 and 18-year-olds and make them sweat a little bit?
Look, I don't know. I certainly didn't ask just, what type of fish you like. you've only got 10 or 15 minutes with them. Sometimes I remember Travis spoke, we just opened up the computer and showed him stoppage situations and wanted to know what was going on and what would you do and where do you think the ball was going. And, you know, to this day, I still recall, you know, how brilliant he was. And, you know, it's paid off to think that it was a great choice getting him. So, you know, some are like that. Others just tell stories. Some are quite shy, you know. Country kids, and my parents come from the country, so I would be talking about going shooting rabbits, and you know, so it went all over the place. But I just wanted to see their personality, if they could, you know, handle, you know, probably me and my my you know, the way that I wanted to try and motivate people and see how driven they were to success, if they showed any leadership skills, all of those sort of things.
Choco, just with those the first-round picks that clubs have got multiple first-round picks, how important are those picks to set your club up for the future? Do you spoke then about the attributes that a player needs to have, particularly of those first round picks. Will you take a guy that shows more leadership? Would have you taken a guy that shows more leadership quality than potentially more skill at some stages because of the potential of that player being a 10, 15 year player for the club?
If it's marginal, if it's you know, one or the other, and they're pretty similar, and someone had that would be even better. You know, I remember Darren Glass, you know, I said, oh, you'll be a captain of the team one day, and he was. You know, that's at 18, and we didn't have the opportunity to pick him because we were, not in the same spot in the draft. But so some of these kids you can really see early days and be exactly right. I think that some people don't bother going, some coaches don't bother, but, you know, I think it's really important to go and be part of the recruiting system and also, you know, put yourself on the line a little bit and say yes or no, not be kind of lukewarm with them and then judge other people in the future by saying, well, you chose him, I really didn't choose him. So I think you certainly need to be involved a bit, you know, collaboratively and make sure that, you know what you're getting.
Mark, the new rules that were introduced into the second-tier competition in the 2021 VFL and East Coast competition, what was your reaction, first of all, to the positional changes where we're going to have three players to be stationed inside 50 at each stoppage? When the announcement was made, what was your first reaction?
look, I've been in, you know, in coaches' meetings with the AFL for quite a long time over the years, and you know, there's a lot of discussion and a lot of, you know, I understand what they're trying to get, but the fact is that as a VFL coach, I had no idea at all, no consultation at all, and I found that a bit bizarre. But apart from that, you know, I understand what they're trying to do. It's something that all of us are a bit in shock. Certainly, we have to take a little bit of time thinking about it because, you know, having never been, you know, in the NAB system, certainly not quite aware of exactly the nuances of it, you know, how to get an advantage or not an advantage, or, you know, how not to get free kicks against you. So I'm sure there'll be some video packages to try and illustrate exactly what it is. You know, we have 3 or 4 months now to get our players to understand it, and obviously that'll be part of our coaching as well.
Do you think it could do what they want, Mark? You know, open it up, more goal scoring, etc.
Ah, well, that's obviously what they're trying to do. I would suspect that they would have had all the details on this from the NAB as to work out whether it works or not. But, you know, they're trying their best. And, you know, all I say, and I remember saying it in the past, you know, if you make one change, you'll be able to at least work out what the outcome of that change is. But when you do multiple changes at the same time, it's pretty hard to identify what did what.
So Choco, then, how would you, like, obviously you're just the way you look at the game through a different lens has been unbelievable throughout your coaching career, but how would you change, or what would you change to the game now? Take away this density rule that they're bringing in. How do you think, what do you think is the best way to go about making the game more offensive right at the moment?
You know, the questions like that are, you know, just off the top, you know, it's almost stupid to answer, because I don't sit and think about it. You know, it's not my role. But you know, if you ask me one thing and what I would change, if anything, the easiest thing to do would be for the VFL to play without wings, and try and then have protection without wings. I think if you play 16 aside, I think it would be back to the VFA times. I think that would have the most impact on the game. It's just less people trying to protect the same amount of area, and I think that would get the same result without doing all these kooky things. And it's obviously easier for country teams and easier for kids teams to get 16 on the field together rather than 18. So you know, it actually it helps keep the teams together.
Mark, thanks for your time this morning on RSN. We're really looking forward. There'll be a lot of eyeballs, that's for sure, on the VFL in the first couple of rounds to see how everyone adjusts to the new rule. Good luck over the summer, and we look forward to seeing where it'll be and how you combat these rules in the opening rounds of the VFL next year.
Can I just say, our football manager, Stewie Ballack, is moving on, and he's been there for 10 or so years, and he's done a wonderful job, and I just want to wish him all the best on behalf of Werribee Footy Club.
Magnificent. Thank you, Mark, and all the best next year.
Thanks a lot.